In this day and age, the school education is manualized, and the children only required to sit down and study, just following their guidelines. They are educated to get a better grade, enroll in highly evaluated university, and work for a big company. Ironically, however, this educational system is now one of the main problems that cause unstable society which we are living in. According to his presentation, intelligence can't be calculated by a school grade. It's much more diverse, dynamic, and distinct. Under the process of academic inflation, children grew up feeling suppressed. Now, they should be released to face the future they are going to live in. Education was supposed to give children rich experience and amaze their mind. I thought about some factors that would let children's creativity free. There was a story about being wrong in his presentation, and I totally agree with this idea. If you tell your child not to make a mistake, he or she will become a shallow person. Today's educational system doesn't put much emphasis on sports, but they should, because playing sports teaches students how it's like to be beaten. You might face someone you can't beat even if you try hard. Then you need to be creative to come up with great idea which will allow yourself to make it better next time. Like playing sports, life is literally a series of fails, and that is how we live. Art is also one of the underestimated subjects, as he remarked. The subject hierarchy should be vanished, not only because every subject is equally valuable, but because subjects interact with each other. I studied graphic design in University of the Arts London, and I thought it was really good that I was in law department before that. Lots of people think they are totally different subjects, but for me, they are not. In an art school, you need to think logically and create meaningful piece, not like, oh, I just made this because I thought it's cool. The researching ability that I achieved in there still helps me study after I came back to law. No matter how much you try to cram knowledge into your brain, it doesn't mean you're thinking by yourself. What I think boosts your brain are group work and field work. As a group member, you need to speak up your idea, at the same time listen to others. Every member in the group will learn from each other and can think flexibly. Field work is a great opportunity to output what you've learned so far. Plus, such a real experience leaves you a huge impression, and it sometimes stays in your head longer than books does. Incidentally, I really love the Post's Cute Kids Note of the Day, which is available from Huffington Post. They show me how children interpret their own world. I bet nobody wants to suppress their ability based on pure experience. I just wonder how people don't have imagination make the world a better place. People enrich their lives only know what exactly the richness is, and they can make the world filled with creativity.